October 31st, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So now is a really good time to go check it out. I have read a number of the comics already earlier this month when I got to buy some of them, and they're so good. Just like so many different styles, so many different types of stories. There is the heartwarming, the cute, the really like masterfully, thoughtfully illustrated, painful comics. There's a lot of gory and like creepy ones as well, if that's more up your alley, or like a good kind of like family drama. Lots of cool science fiction in there. Go check it out and enjoy the comics, shortboxcomicsfair.com. Now until October 31st, 12 p.m. Standard Time. And while you're doing that, here is more music. This is Callie's Way off of her latest album, A Kid from Toronto. Not That Type of Girl. Enjoy.
Clean. know what you mean when you say I'm a dog on a fence with a leash chewed in two, yet wait patiently. I will sit endlessly, pushing earth into my knees. It's just me and gravity, listening as I howl at the moon. There was a time when my fingernails were long. Time for a second chance. It must have been before the
That was the newest from local up-and-comers Worrywart off of their latest debut record, Hail Mary Baby. It was Time Flew here in 90.1 FM CJSF. My name is Leslie. Before that, you heard Bon Enfant, the newest from them, with Entre le Rouge et le Vert. We're going to listen to some more music now on this kind of newish music Monday on Typically Tuesdays today. This is the latest song from Voice of Baca Pro. They are an Indonesian all-girl hijabi heavy metal band, and their stuff is so good. This is a track featuring Iklim. It's called Rumah Tanah Tidak Dijual, which means this house is not for sale. Get into it.
This is Bird Note. Every summer, 50,000 sooty terns breed on Bush Key in the dry Tortugas Islands off the coast of Florida. Each pair of these graceful black and white birds incubates their single egg in a scrape on the sand. Then they bring back fish and squid from far offshore to feed the young bird that hatches from it. The colony resounds with their calls. Watching the cloud of birds over this tiny island, you are in the presence of amazing travelers. The young terns will soon leave, not to return for several years. they'll travel out over the Caribbean and the Atlantic, many of them as far as waters off West Africa, before returning home. On the wing day and night, they do not rest on the water and only rarely land on floating objects. They even feed while aloft, grabbing their prey from the ocean's surface. On the fly, they also capture fish that have been chased out of the water by predators. In other words, they live in the air for years at a time. Even more amazing, they do not seem to sleep in the same way as most animals. Perhaps they catch a snooze in flight. We just don't know. Some say sooty terns derive their nickname wide awake from the kerwackiwack or wackiwack of their call. Now we know it also describes their sleeping habits. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard Pecan by Giga, Teddy Lloyd, and Sakurazaka 46 members Matsuririna and Morita Igaru. I hope you enjoyed that one. That was an interesting song. I love Teddy Lloyd, which is the reason why I played that track. And I can talk about him for a few more minutes, but I won't because we're hitting the top of the hour, and I don't want to do that. I have so much more to share about the last song. But also, speaking about wrapping up the show for today, actually, I got to share something with you. So I learned so much on today's Bird Notes, and because I've been playing Bird Notes pretty much most of this year, for PSAs, it inspired something very special that I'm going to be putting together very soon for Typically Tuesdays, specifically for Fun Drive, which is CJSF's annual on-air fundraising campaign. Now, Fun Drive is going to be happening next week from October 28th to November 3rd. And that's it. That's all the little teasing I'm going to give you. I'm putting together a zine that has birds in it. It's going to be for Fun Drive. And there will be more information about Fun Drive next week. So be sure to tune in to Typically Tuesdays then. So one last track for you today, as we do hit the top of the hour. Earlier this month, I got the great privilege of watching Little Pimienta live in concert, and that performance was the very last performance she was going to put together for her Miss Colombia tour. Now, if you've listened to the show throughout the years, you probably know that Miss Colombia is one of my favorite albums of all time, and I'm still reeling from that, and it was such like a cool experience. Her voice is incredible. The percussion was amazing, done by her partner Masaya. Like, people got up and danced, and we were like shouting and cheering and singing along and saying free Palestine, you know, free Congo, free Sudan, free Haiti, and all that. And she's just so cool as a person, as a musician. I love her stuff. I love this album. And so I had to today. I had to play at least one song from Miss Colombia. And that's going to be today's last track. I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. If you ever get the chance to see Little Pimienta live, please do it. And that's it. I think that should be the incentive. You gotta figure it out. You gotta find out. You gotta check it out. But anyways, as I said before, this is the last track of today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoy this final song off of Miss Colombia by Little Pimienta. This is Eso Que Tu Haces. I've been Leslie on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'll talk to you very soon.
the world.